Paul's gospel, the gospel of completion.
Amen.
And then we read the numerals. One.
Paul receives the marvelous revelation of the gospel directly from the Lord himself. We in the Lord's recovery need to have a clear view of Paul's gospel, the gospel according to Paul. The gospel that Paul receives through the revelation of Christ is the center of God's revelation in the New Testament. Paul's gospel is the gospel of God. It is the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Matthew's gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. John's gospel is the gospel of life. Luke's gospel is the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Mark's gospel is the gospel of service. And Paul's gospel is the gospel of completion. Paul's gospel is the gospel of glory and blessed God.
Concerning the gospel announced by me, that it is not according to men, for neither did I receive it from men, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's been made known to us.
Amen. Yes, that has been made known to us.
Amen.
Made known to us.
Amen. That's right. Concerning the gospel.
Amen. Concerning the gospel.
Amen.
Concerning the gospel.
Amen.
Concerning the gospel.
Amen.
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 The gospel announced by me.
Amen.
The gospel announced by me.
Amen.
Oh, the gospel announced by Paul.
Amen. Right, the gospel announced by Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, the gospel is announced by Paul.
Amen.
That it is not according to man.
Amen. That's right.
It is not according to man.
Amen. Right, it's not according to man.
Amen.
It wasn't just Paul's thoughts.
That's right.
But God's thoughts.
Amen.
Amen.
According to God.
According to man.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. For neither did I receive it from man.
Amen.
Neither did I receive it from man.
Amen.
Neither did I receive it from man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Nor was I taught it.
Amen.
Nor was I taught it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But I received it.
Amen. But I received it.
I received it.
Amen.
But I received it.
Amen.
Paul received it.
Amen. That's right. Paul received it.
Amen.
Amen.
Received it.
Amen.
Received it through a revelation.
Amen. Received it through a revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation.
Amen.
Through a revelation.
By Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Revelation by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not by man, but by Christ.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Not by man.
Amen.
But by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
This week for me, I was really touched. I enjoy a lot that I had to do a lot with the Memorial Day conference. That we need to every day receive a fresh appreciation of the revelation that Christ may reveal Himself.
Amen.
Brother James' message was too. He mentioned about this matter about Christ being our life and everything to us, and then he reveals himself to us in 1 Peter 1:3, right? He regenerated us unto a living hope.
Amen.
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead.
Amen.
And then this is for his enlargement, and this is for his increase. So this, his increase must be maintained, preserved, for his oneness.
Amen.
So I really appreciate that, and that has to do with, I really touched me with that this week, that Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Colossians 1:27, Christ in us living us. Galatians 2:20, Christ is being formed in us. Galatians 4:19, Christ is making home in our hearts. Ephesians 3:17.
Amen.
We are being filled with Christ to be the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19.
Amen.
So I appreciate this matter as well, that we're being full, we're becoming His fullness.
Amen.
And like 10 years ago, I became an American citizen. So I live, it has to do with, so I live in the fullness of America, right?
Mm.
So I had to, everything about America, I came here when I was 7 to the United States. So I had to, everything had to be with English now. I'm all the fullness of America. Before it was my homeland, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's the fullness of America. And then I went to full-time training in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And then I learned that the fullness of Christ. So the fullness of Christ is the fullness of God.
Right.
So we're the riches of Christ in us.
Amen.
So this is our everything to us.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I enjoy that the gospel preached includes the book of Romans. Mm. This book reveals the complete gospel, beginning with the forgiveness of sins, passing through sanctification, transformation, and the constitution of the body of Christ, and eventually arriving at the living of the church life, the church life in the churches.
Mm.
So, amen. Praise the Lord for His complete gospel.
Amen.
And I enjoy that. Always, my spiritual father always says that to me. Like every day, he's taking the Lord's mainly for our everyday living, everyday things that we can. Every day we can learn more Christ.
Mm.
Hope you all cheer.
Amen. Well, I didn't necessarily get into this week's morning Bible since we're in Germany, but I did enjoy something actually. It's from it looks like day 2 here, Roman numeral 3. Let's look at that. We shared this actually with the refugees, you know, that, and I think they really saw this in the saints, that, you know, the mystery of God, right, is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is the church.
Amen.
And so, you know, if you really want to see God today and you really want to see Christ today, you have to come to the church.
Amen.
Because this is the expression of Christ today, is actually in the church.
Amen.
And I think this is really what all these, you know, these Arabic speakers and Farsi speakers really saw. You know, they, back at home, they're already Christian. A lot of them are already Christian. And they're meeting in their denomination. They're you know, a lot of them are Orthodox or, anyways, all these different denominations. But there really wasn't a oneness amongst them all. But I think they really saw, when they came, they saw the expression of Christ amongst all the saints. Because I think they were just so amazed that, you know, some American people all the way from America would come here to share. We're not here to, like, give them food or a house or anything. The government already took care of that for us. We were just here to just share with them Christ. Mm. And the German people were also entering into this. So it's just, I think it was just such a marvelous and beautiful picture to see that Christ was being expressed in all these different languages and backgrounds in just one locality there in Dusseldorf. So I just really got a reappreciation for this, but also actually experiencing it and seeing it versus just kind of knowing it doctrinally. You know, I shared it actually to the refugees at one time that we had, but when we saw it, that final meeting, I was like, wow, Lord, I was just speaking it before. I don't know how much I really saw it in my being, but I think this time really left an impression in my being that, you know, really, Christ is expressed in the church.
Amen. Amen.
Be the longest pause we've had. I've been here.
Hey man, I hope you.
If you didn't read, just share. It's okay. I didn't read. I just shared. Anything. Read your Bible. Hopefully, we all read our Bible.
Five matters to us. Amen. Christ is in us as the hope of glory.
Amen.
Christ lives in us.
Amen.
Christ is being formed in us.
Amen.
Christ is making his home in us.
Amen.
We are being filled with Christ to be the fullness of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, actually, I was very touched by that point about, on page 62, it says that Paul's gospel includes all the aspects of the four gospels. And in addition, Paul's gospel speaks of Christ being five matters to us. And, you know, I think that with regard to religion, we all have like a lot of concepts. I still remember, you know, before I came to the church life, I thought that, you know, in the church is just like a restaurant or a school. So, you know, if you go to school, you need to look for like the best teachers. And if you go to the restaurant, you know, you look for people, you know, like if many people are in the line, then you know that that is a good restaurant. But actually, you know, here, I think I really appreciate Paul saying that actually the Lord has gone through a process. He wants to live in us, and he is a living person. I think this week's message, it repeats and repeats again, living person, and we are the living stone. You know, sometimes I look at my church life, you know, when I don't enjoy the Lord, it's actually that, you know, I found that I'm in myself, I thought about myself, I take care only of myself. But then I think that Paul, you know, when the Lord preached the gospel to him, I think it was so amazing that, you know, the Lord preached the gospel to him directly, you know, speaking to him in person,
right,
and talked to him about the body of Christ, right? So then he realized it, and he saw the vision. So on the first point, it says that we really need to see the vision.
Amen.
I think otherwise, you know, I can tell that I myself, I'm a very fallen person. You know, usually, actually, before I got into the church life, I actually did not want to come to like our church because I think, you know, these brothers and sisters, you actually now is. You know, we speak too much in the meeting. You know, actually, in the meeting, you just need to be quiet. You sit there, you don't talk, and you just, you know, the only thing you do is just nod your head and say yes, or you know, in your heart and say amen. But actually, that is not the heart desire of the Lord. Actually, we all have a portion. If we only have the four Gospels, if we don't have the Gospel of Romans, then we probably don't know that each one of us, we have a portion. Each one of us, we can serve the Lord in a way that is not a, you know, the church is not just for spiritual giants. It's actually, you know, all of us, we are like joints, we are like, you know, a part of the body, we can function together. So praise the Lord, we can all function together. We can all serve the Lord together.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul's gospel is a gospel of completion. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we only had a handful, you know, saints participating in our PSRP. Actually, it was one of the most, you know, I enjoy, because there's so few people, so we all can participate, we all can share. And this week, again, I really enjoy is that if only have four Gospels without the Romans, this Gospel is not complete, just like the sister mentioned. We don't know we have a function, and we also is a part of church life. And very importantly, on this here, on the day five, saying that the Gospel, beginning with the forgiveness of sins, which we all know, right? And passing through the sanctification, transformation, and then the constitution of the body of Christ, and eventually arriving at the living of the church life in the churches. So eventually, we have to arriving in the church lives. That means not just, you know, we be a good, you know, Christian, we fulfill all the requirements of God, not even mention that we cannot even fulfill, right? Mm-hmm. But most importantly, we need to see this church life is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
This is actually not aligned with our Memorial Day's conference. It's a so-called the central vision. What is the central vision? What is God's desire? All this year, every time we go for the conference, we go for the training, we all take us and align with this, you know, center point, center line. It's God has a desire. He wants to, you know, dispense himself into us. He wants to give his life to us so we can live out his life.
Amen.
And we can be, you know, the body of Christ.
Amen.
To, you know, express him. That's all his desire. So this, you know, week is so sweet and so rich. Again, bring us to Paul's gospel and to see how complete this gospel is. It's
Amen.
Bring us to the God's, you know, final heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed from, based on what Carolyn shared, the 5 points. Christ is in us, Christ lives in us, Christ is being formed in us, Christ is making his home in us, and we are being filled with Christ. So I just appreciated the present tense, that Christ is, it's not that he was, but he still is. And then also the gerund, the being, right? He's being formed and making his home. So currently it's like, it's still a process, it's not over yet either. It's day by day, he is being formed in us. I should appreciate that it's not anything necessarily that we do, because all these points, it starts with Christ, right? So Christ is the one who's doing all these things,
right?
We just need to be to him.
Right.
Amen. And ultimately that'll lead to point E, which is we are being filled with Christ.
Amen.
To be the fullness of God, that's God's economy, right? So that we can be filled with him to express him. But I also appreciated the point, point three says, from Paul's gospel, we learn that the Spirit of Christ is a seal and a pledge. So 2 Corinthians 1:22 says, he who has also sealed us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. So just appreciated that, you know, the seal talks about us belonging to him as his possession, right? But the pledge means that he is also ours. So it's like a mutual, like this mutuality, this oneness, right, between us and the Lord. Anyways, I just appreciated that this gospel is so, like, so personal and so intimate. It's not just that, you know, it's not this gospel of like heaven and hell, or, you know, but God's, but Paul's gospel is really that us and Christ would be one, and that he would live in us, like the hymn that we sing this morning, so that we can express him, and that we can live in him, through him, and by him.
Amen.
I just enjoy a portion in day six. Today's reading says, you know, I'd like to read a part in the day six outline. It says, Paul's gospel is the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. And this gospel should be commonly taught and preached in a local church. Today's reading says, Romans 8 is the center of Paul's gospel, which is concerning the triune God, dispensing himself into the tripartite man. Hence, in this chapter, Paul mentions the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. God is the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, for the purpose of dispensing himself into man. We human beings are tripartite, having a spirit, soul, and body. Our mind occupies a great part of our soul. Romans 8 tells us that the triune God first enters into our spirit, then saturates our mind from our spirit, that is, enters into our soul, and then enters into our body, giving life to our mortal bodies. In this way, our tripartite being, our spirit, soul, and body, is filled with God. This is the center of Romans 8 and the entire book of Romans as well. This is the gospel of God.
Amen.
And I just say amen for the church where I see God and Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you that this mystery, Christ, is in the believers as their life and everything for his body.
Amen.
The Lord really is sovereign. I was not in this message. I wasn't even in the same material, but it's still related. So, you know, this week the messages that I was going over were related to service and the correct source for the service. And Paul is actually a really marvelous example of the proper service because, you know, Paul was one who was really capable. You know, he had the best education, he had all the best qualifications in order to do things for God, right? He did a lot to go against the church because he felt that this was the right thing to do, right? So the Lord had to speak to him in a direct way in order to change that, right? It doesn't matter that you have all these qualifications, that you know, graduated from the Harvard of the day, like that you know, went to the best schools and have all the best family and all these things. The work that you did was, well, in this case, not only not what I want, but it's actually hurting what I want, right? Because he was persecuting the believers. But from the time that the Lord spoke to him, Paul never did anything on his own again. He always had God as his source for every service that he did. And that's from that revelation, right? And I think none of us can say that we're as capable as Paul, right? We might say, actually, I don't think I'm qualified to serve in the church. I don't think I'm qualified to do things for God. But the good thing is we can all participate in the service because the source is not from us, the source is from God, right? If we go to the Lord moment by moment every day, then the work that we do, you know, even if we feel we're not capable or we're not able to do something, then the work that we do is for his building, right? The work that we do, if we take him as our source, counts in his eyes and has eternal value. But if we don't, even if we are the most capable people and are able to do good works and are able to do things in the best possible way, without this connection with God, without God as our source, then the work will still pass away, right? You know, just the sort of realization and this sort of notion that, like, God is the originator of everything, right? So nothing we do can really be apart from God. There's this kind of bad joke where, you know, someone challenges God to say, like, oh, like, I'll make something and I can make it better than you can. And say, okay, what do you want to make? And they said, like, oh, how about an apple pie or something like that? And then the challenger says, okay, I'll go first. And he, you know, he takes some dirt. And God goes, no, you have to get your own dirt because everything originates from God. And, you know, that's something that we really have to experience and sort of, it probably has to begin consciously where we say, hey, like, is this work that I'm trying to do, is this work that I have the burden for, is the origin from God? Is God the source? But, you know, as we practice this day by day, then it'll just be natural, right? It'll just come from that. And we need the same revelation that Paul had, right? We need the same vision, right? We won't have the same experience of, you know, going on the road and being struck down and blinded, but we have him as example, right? We all have things that we feel that we're very capable of doing. And Paul was eminently capable, but until he took God as his source, then none of that work really mattered or had eternal value.
Amen. So I appreciate that Paul's gospel is actually, it's the focal point is God himself in his Trinity, becoming the process all-inclusive spirit to be life and everything to us for our enjoyment, and so that he and we maybe want to express him for eternity. So at the end of the day, when they say God's desire is that his chosen people will receive his son into love, and this is the gospel. We need Christ to supply us with grace in our spirit, and we may live him. So I once read through, at first I thought that the grace is something that God will give you, and then you will just have it automatically. And then when I read through the life study, then I realized, you need to cooperate so that you will find grace in his eyes. So you need to come to the throne of grace. You need to show your cooperation and be willing to receive the grace. Then in that life study, he actually related the grace to the flesh. He said, wherever your flesh is, there will be grace. So most of the time, I don't really like the flesh, you know. I think this is right. I don't like it. But then the life study, he said, without the flesh, you will not be so desperate to come to the throne of grace to find the grace. And then the brother actually said, I cannot do anything with this flesh. All I can do is go to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Although there's nothing that we can do, yet there is somewhere that we can go to the throne of grace. So the flesh is the very presence of devil, and the grace is the very presence of God. So at the end, the brother prayed with something like, so the devil is greater than us. We cannot overcome him, but God is greater than devil. So he said, Lord, you know your enemy is right here, and you have to come and stand with me against him. When God comes to us and stand with us, this is the grace.
Amen.
On day 5, it says, we must preach the gospel in a way that allows people to clearly see that once they believe in the Lord, their sins will be forgiven, and they will be redeemed and justified by God, reconciled to God, and accepted by God. They should also see that at the same time, they will be regenerated in their spirit, have God's life and nature, and have God dwelling in their spirit to renew them day by day and transform them moment by moment. This is so that they may be conformed to the image of his Son and eventually reach the maturity in life and be fully glorified as the sons of God. Furthermore, they should see that although they are sinners, they will become sons of God. At the same time, they are members of Christ, coordinating together to constitute the body of Christ,
Amen.
Which is the testimony, the riches, and the expression of Christ expressed practically on the earth as local churches. When you read that, you're like, wow, that is
a packed
statement, because that encompasses
everything,
the entire Bible, the entire New Testament. And I just appreciate, actually, all of that is from Paul's gospel. If we take away the epistles, we take away the book of Romans and all of it, we wouldn't have any of that. But I also appreciated this week that we have the ministry that unveils this to us. I think a lot of times all of those things, if you take one of, you know, oh, Christ is in us as the hope of glory. We have the spirit. We have the mingled spirit. All of these things might become commonplace to us, you know, in the Lord's recovery, because we hear it all the time, right? But I'll just share with you what I enjoyed this week. I enjoyed that in Romans 8:10 it says, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, The spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
And this morning, I woke up and I was dead. My body was dead because of sin. Because Gina woke up two times last night, three times. I don't know. I actually lose track sometimes. And, you know, Shepherd tried to pray with me in the car ride over, and I was just like, all I said was, Lord Jesus, I'm tired. You know? But I appreciate it. And what I, is that what Paul's gospel reveals to us is that our spirit is life.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And so we are all in different circumstances, situations, but we all come to this point where we realize my body is dead, you know, but my spirit is life. And this is, that is part of what Paul's gospel reveals to us, that Christ is in us as the hope of glory, that Christ is being formed in us, that Christ is our life. And I think sometimes I just pray, amen, Lord, my spirit is life. I don't feel it, but my spirit is light. And so I just, there was, from the teacher's training, I just appreciated that all of these things, they're practicable. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's practicable. And we have to practice in our daily life all of these riches that are being unveiled to us. And so, you know, Amy, as you're cleaning the dorms, you say, amen, Lord, my spirit is light, you know? And form yourself more in me today. Right?
Amen.
So, amen. That's what I'm doing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Christ lives in us.
Amen.
So, I recorded the first time two brothers preached the gospel to me. So, when I'm on my way to the laboratory, the two brothers asked me, have you ever heard about Jesus? So, the first thing came into my mind was, oh, Jesus. I saw him on TV. And he died on the cross. So this is a picture I have. Later on, praise the Lord, these two brothers not merely preached the four gospels to me, they also preached the gospel of Paul to me. And finally I realized, in the church life I realized, this wonderful Jesus, he went through a process. He lived on the earth, he had a human life, and he died on the cross. But he resurrected. And in resurrection he became the life-giving spirit. And he lives in us. He wants to be our life and everything. So praise the Lord. And even then, actually he has been met with us for many times. And I feel that all the saints in our home meeting, we had a burden to show them that the wonderful Jesus we have is in us. And he also wants to live in you.
Amen.
to become your life and everything.
Amen.
So the Lord today, he's not merely outside of us. He's also living in us. He's a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
He's living in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'll be quick. I just appreciated this week, actually, one verse very much. That's Romans 16:25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel.
Amen.
That is the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
According to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept in silence in the times of the ages.
Wow.
Just a few things. One thing that stood out to me is, you know, this is the end of Romans. And if you pay attention here, Paul uses this phrase, my gospel. The gospel had become his gospel.
Amen.
That means the person of Jesus Christ has
wow.
become something so real to him. So that now, actually, he's bold enough to say that, in other words, that his living was his gospel.
Yeah.
You remember, like, you know, in Acts, you see his final journey, right? He's in the island of Malta, his interaction with the natives there. He got bit by a snake, and he shook it off, and he was healing people left and right. And people, you know, in the Word it says, they thought he was a god.
Yeah.
You know, because he was living it. He was living what he preached.
Wow.
And so, actually, this kind of convicted me very much because, you know, it actually matches a little portion of the ministry that I recently read. Brother Lee, later in his life, you know, he actually admitted that many times in his confession to the Lord, it's just not like worldly things, sinful things, but just failures in living Christ. And I began to realize that actually big portion of my life is "Oh Lord, I have failed to live Christ in at home, right, with the saints in the church life. We don't live Christ enough.
Amen.
We need to be those who are established, right? Established, not by doctrine. You know, this reading says not by doctrine, but by the living Christ.
Amen.
Christ lives in us.
Amen.
It has to become real.
Amen.
I appreciate all those 5 points, right? Christ is living in us.
Amen.
He's being formed in us.
Amen.
He's making His home in us.
Amen.
But is that real in the way that we talk to our spouse, in the way we talk to our kids? Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then finally, this proclamation of Jesus Christ is the gospel.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. This is the revelation of the mystery, right? The mystery of God is Christ, but the mystery of Christ is the church. So in the church life, we're just proclaiming Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In and out of the meetings. Saints, Christ has to be our living.
Amen.
You know, Esther's not here, so I could use her as an example. You know, when we think of the gospel, we might think, oh, that means to go out to the street and talk to people about the Lord, which, you know, some of us, we did this past week. We out there. And then on the flip side, you know, I had a wife who was at home taking care of the kids. Is that a proclaiming of the gospel? Well, if she's enjoying the Lord and caring for the kids, that's a proclamation of the gospel.
Amen.
In the same way, when saints, when you're at work, when you're cleaning the dorms, when you're doing research, or when you're just at home with your family, we have so many opportunities to proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Because we need to see that the gospel is our living.
Amen.
It's not an act. It's not something that we do. It's not something, you know, when the brothers tell us, oh, we need to go contact, you know, some people. Let's go preach the gospel. No. The gospel is our living.
Amen.
We need to proclaim Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As our gospel.
Amen.
The gospel needs to become us.
Amen.
That's what I was touched by. And finally, this is something encouraging. And this is the first part of this verse. To Him who is able.
Amen.
You know, none of us, we can do it. You
Amen.
Know, we want to live this way. We want to be a Christian who's always living Christ. We can't do it in ourselves.
Amen.
But there is one who can.
Amen.
To Him who is able.
Amen.
Christ is able.
Amen.
He's the one who is able to establish this in us.
Amen.
So we just need to go to Him again and again.
Amen.
Even if we fail, we apply the blood. We lay our hands on Him as the one who is qualified and who is the one who is able.
Amen.
May we give this week to Him.
Amen.
The one who is able.
Amen.
Amen.
Any more share? A feeling. How do you think when you someone mentioned to you the word the gospel, what is in your mind? Or even if someone asks you which books in the Bible or in the New Testament is about the gospel? I think a very easy word. Think of this four book of gospel, right? From Matthew and to John. But we know this week is very clearly the Bible show us, the ministry show us, actually the whole Bible is the gospel.
Amen.
And without the book written by Paul, the gospel cannot be complete. I really enjoyed this week, this word, complete. Completion. Right? I would like to really share to you this verse I enjoy so much. That's in day 4. That's Colossians 1:25. Here it says, "Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to complete the word of God."
Amen.
So here, I think two words touch me so much. What? Two phrases. One is to me for you. You know, to Paul, for you who are you. You are us. Even almost 2,000 years later, you know, this God's, Paul's ministry is still for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? For me, right? And for the church,
Amen.
For the body even right now. And the second word is, I really enjoy this complete. When I'm reading this message, the Lord just gave me a feeling. You know, that Paul come to complete the word of God. It's not just to complete in a doctrinal way. It's not just he want to complete this 66 book of Bible. You know, it just not only want us to know there's such a complete gospel in a doctrinal way. Actually, Paul really want this gospel become a reality to us,
amen. Right?
And to fulfill this gospel, that's fulfill God's heart desire. And so I was reminded with this Revelation chapter 3, you know, there the Lord rebuked the church of Sardis. He say, I see none of your work is complete. None of your work is complete. So he say, remember what you have heard, have received, and keep and what? Keep and repent. So we have received, we have heard. You know, I believe most of us will feel this, that the message we have been heard, we have received many, many years. Right. But is any progress in us that toward the completion of this gospel? Right. And if not, we really need to repent.
Right.
Actually the last point of this outline really, really touched me too. It said, this gospel should be commonly taught and preached in a local church.
Wow. Amen.
Now, this gospel, we need to continue to teach, to preach in the local church. Not only we think that unbelievers need to know it. In the local church, this need to continue to preach
right.
to
Amen.
Us. You know, until this the reality of the completion is here,
yeah.
and it's all over the world. Yeah. When the body of Christ can be complete,
Amen.
His heart desire can be complete.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 We want to remain open to you.
Amen.
Remain open to the gospel.
Amen.
Lord, the gospel would become ours.
Amen.
Lord, our gospel.
Amen.
Lord, you would just be the one living in us.
Amen.
Lord, the gospel would be complete in our being.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, just have mercy on us this week.
Amen.
Lord, the gospel would be a little more complete.
Amen.
We'd be running this race together.
Amen.
Going on together.
Amen.
Right.
Lord, you get our daily living.
Amen.
We will live out of the gospel.
Amen.
Lord, we love you grow in us.
Amen.
A little bit more this week.
Amen.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We ask that you keep us in your anointing.
Amen.
Keep imparting yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we pray that you will be merciful to us.
Amen.
Oh, that even the coming week, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that this gospel will be a part of our living.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, may we be those who are joined closer to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you will continue to shine on us.
Amen.
Others will see the gospel being proclaimed from us.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. This gospel, gospel completion, has been preached to us. And we heard and we received. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know you are living in us. You want to be deep out of us. Oh, Lord Jesus, with your power, you can establish us. Oh, Lord Jesus, keep this word through your power, through your life, as you are living in us. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, let us be an open gospel.
Amen.
All this can see you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, give us a life so they can see how great you are.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, use us as you want, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, keep using all these brothers and missionaries all over the world, Lord.
Amen.
So others can see you, Lord.
Amen.
Shine as we shine, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So don't remember, we have to stay back and clean and fill that sheet out if you have the leading.
Amen.
Here, if you don't have the leading, probably should still fill it out. We'll put it down, we'll polish it.
Yeah, that's a PS4, huh?